This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Eggs, chicken, hot dogs, fish, electricity, apartment rentals, all going up with an inflation rate running at an annual rate of 8.5%. And with back to school here, backpacks and notebooks cost more. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that.
How much families spent this year on back to school shopping depends on what families you're talking to. 2/3 of shoppers planned to pull back on buying, while the rest planned to spend significantly more. That's according to a survey from JLL, where Gino Corradini leads retail.
A lot of that is being driven through increased inflation.
When averaged out, families plan to spend about $340 a child. That's $17 more than last year. Stephen Rogers at Deloitte says that's because people prioritize spending on education.
Parents are going to make it happen, right? Parents want to set their kids up for success.
One category where families aren't spending as much? Computers, tablets, and other tech tools. Because there was so much investment in those types of products when schools went remote at the beginning of the pandemic.
Basically, COVID brought a lot more technology into the classroom, more technology into the home.
Roger says retailers use the back-to-school season to forecast the next big spending surge, the holidays. And so far, he says, we're about back to normal as we've ever been. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.